Here are the stories we're covering this week in the Category5.tv newsroom. Burger King now has its own cryptocurrency in Russia, the Whopper coin. The Pepper robot has demonstrated its ability to perform a funeral in place of a Buddhist monk. A nasty firmware update butchers Samsung smart TVs so badly that they have to be repaired. And DJI has announced a bug bounty program to pay hackers to report exploits. These stories are coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
Jeff Weston.
Yaman. Yeah,
you're building a brand new beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
Yeah, I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? You need hosting. One of the things about a hosting account is you don't want to have limitations put on your website.
It's true.
How much hard drive space do you have? How many email accounts? How many domains can point to it? Well, we've got an amazing deal for you. For a very limited time, cat5.tv/dreamhost. For just $5 and a bit of change per month, you are going to get unlimited website hosting, unlimited email accounts on that hosting service. You are also going to receive a free domain name.
Ooh.
So your own .com.
Nice.
To put that amazing website that you've been working on
there.
If you want to build a WordPress site, fine. Sign up. cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Just don't put Panama Papers on it.
Just don't do it. But hey, it's a great deal, folks. Best deal you're going to find. $5 and change per month. Go to cat5.tv/dreamhost.
I'm Sasha Dermatis, and here are the top stories for the week of August 30th, 2017. According to New York Magazine, who published the story based on a Russian news report, the Russian subdivision of Burger King has launched its own cryptocurrency, aptly called Whopper Coin. For each Whopper burger customers purchase, they'll receive one Whopper coin in a special cryptocurrency wallet. While the coin's wider use is unclear, some reports suggest that the Whopper coin will be accepted as a method of payment at Burger King's across Russia. Burger King has reportedly issued 1 billion Whopper coin tokens to date on Wave's platform, though it is possible that there will be more to come. According to reports, Burger King Russia is now accepting Bitcoin as a form of payment. So a burger paid for in Bitcoin would be like, it would cost like 0.000314 Bitcoin.
Not even. Like, oh my goodness.
Like, I like that you used pie in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah, it's very nicely played. Anyone else craving a Whopper right about now? Like, yeah, Jeff is. I wonder if this is just specifically that. Like, let's do something crazy just to really get a lot of news outlets to cover Whopper coin. Is that what they called it?
Yeah. It's no different than any incentive program at all, really,
right.
Except that it's cryptocurrency.
And
which is
it's getting them free viral promotions like crazy. But it's kind of neat. I like that they're going that route, and it's interesting. You know, raises some questions that it's only Russia. But we'll see what happens here in Canada and around the U.S.
When the robot apocalypse comes, robots will be able to say a prayer over your remains, thanks to Japan's SoftBank. This week at Tokyo's International Funeral and Cemetery Show, SoftBank's Pepper robot demonstrated its ability to perform Buddhist funeral rites through third-party software designed for the task. Draped in traditional Japanese funeral garb, Pepper not only presided over a faux death ceremony, it also chanted Buddhist sutras, taking over the usual role of a human monk during such ceremonies. So far, Pepper isn't actually performing any real funeral rites, but Japan's Nissay Echo developed the funeral software as It's the funeral software for Pepper as an alternative when a Buddhist monk isn't available or when the family can't afford the much more expensive human practitioner. The service will cost about $450 versus the thousands of dollars usually spent for a human.
Wow.
So this This is where robots cost less than humans and now can, I don't know how I feel about this. And this is weird for me to say because I'm really pro-robot all the time.
Yeah. Do you have any opinions on this one?
But
like, you're big on robots and...
It's interesting. I don't know. So they actually perform the rites. They don't say that's... It is really interesting. I'm not sure how that would affect the older generation
But I wonder if that's kind of the target or the goal is to reduce the cost of funeral services because it's a really fascinating integration, I think, because
it's something that's so related to things that are so emotional and so human.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yet you're taking AI and bringing that into it. It would be more appropriate, I would think, in like a shopping mall or like at a checkout or something like that. But I feel like it's such an interesting contrast moving it right into something so deeply, spiritual, exactly.
I feel like it would have to be for the right person and the right families.
That's what I wonder, who...
Millennials and forward, I guess.
Yeah, maybe that's it. But would it be like... I don't know. It kind of irks me a little bit.
It's funny because I really think that robots are like super awesome all the time. But for my own personal funeral, I hope it's a person.
Yeah.
But
I think some things deserve that human touch.
I'm so happy Jeff is not on air.
Jeff is biting his tongue over behind the camera. We're going to hear about this in a week, folks.
So on this one, Jeff wins. Okay.
I do have a good example of what robots can be used for. So stick around and we'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes.
Okay. Owners of Samsung smart TVs say their Swish sets are basically unusable after a bungled firmware update. The update was so bad, it looked as though it will require people to send or bring their televisions back to base for repair to correct the issue. Pardon me. People posting on Samsung UK's support forums report that an update released on August 8th rendered many newer smart sets, such as the 50-inch Ultra HD and 49-inch 4K displays, entirely unusable. Judging from the dozens of complaints, the gear functioned as expected prior to getting the most recent firmware upgrade from the South Korean giant. After that software is installed, the smart televisions are stuck on a single channel, the remotes don't work, the volume can't be adjusted, or in some cases they are just totally inoperable. We saw this last week with the smart door locks, and it's a terrible situation for end users. Don't install firmware updates and you'll miss out on security patches and potentially be vulnerable to exploit or other threats. Do install the updates and your device might be bricked.
Yikes.
So is every Samsung TV now going to be at risk?
Well, no, it's not. It's not a risk to every TV. It's a select patch. But the fact is, how do you have confidence? And we're seeing this more and more because computers are getting their updates automatically. Devices, you pull your phone out of your pocket and it says this have been updated. I never asked it to, but it did it.
It just does it.
And is it going to break things? People bring in a Windows 10 computer that won't boot anymore because Tuesday's updates made it so that their computer wouldn't boot.
Yeah.
And do you turn off the updates? I don't think that's the answer.
That's probably not the answer.
Right.
There should be maybe a trial update done, like at the Samsung base, perhaps.
Maybe. Like some beta testing before they roll it out to the universe.
Samsung really keeps learning this lesson.
They have made mistakes in their time recently. Oh my goodness, did we go there?
Yeah. So
thinking about explosions and lawsuits.
Right.
And
so all you need to do is a little bit of testing. I would say.
That's all you need to do, folks.
Yeah. Okay. Bending to public pressure as more and more drone hackers break into their kits, Chinese firm DJI has now announced a bug bounty program. Security researchers, academic scholars, and independent experts often provide a valuable service by analyzing the code in DJI's apps and other software products and bringing concerns to public attention, said DJI's Director of Technical Standards, Walter Stockwell, in a canned quote. This comes on the heels of hackers discovering hot patching frameworks hidden inside DJI's app, which it removed last week. In particular, DJI is interested in bugs pertaining to safe flight or data privacy. Payouts will range between $100,000 and $30,000, depending on the potential impact of the threat. Conscientious drone hackers are invited to email bugbounty@DJI.com with details of flaws and fails. Big thanks this week to the Albuquerque Turkey, Roy W. Nash, and our community of viewers for submitting stories to us this week. Thanks for watching the Category5.tv newsroom, and don't forget to like and subscribe for all your tech news with a slight Linux bias, and for more free content, be sure to check out our website. From the Category5.tv newsroom, I'm Sasha Dermatis. For the last time. Ever.
We're going to be introducing Sasha Rickman in just a few weeks.
Yes.
Wow. It's upon us, folks. All right. Well, this is Category 5 Technology TV. Welcome to the show. I'm Robbie Ferguson.
I'm Sasha Dermatis.
I'm Shizu Yamaguchi.
Nice to see you. Nice to have everybody here. And now, I mentioned I was going to show you a good use for a robot. Have you heard of the Da Vinci robot?
No.
No.
Okay. Now, this... I'm going to show you a clip. It aired about a year ago, but it's just now really making it's making its rounds on social media and things like that. Mm-hmm. So imagine a use case for robots, and then watch as the Da Vinci robot sutures a grape.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So speaking of good uses for robotics and thinking about microsurgeries and the intricacies...
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And how much easier it is for somebody to heal quickly and be able to leave the hospital quickly.
Right. Yeah, if you just needed simple stitches, you could just go to, like, the stitches kiosk in the hospital.
Go to, like, an automated machine where you drop in some coins and then...
That's right. Like, insert... Nice. Limb, insert injured limb.
Do you think that's how Da Vinci works?
Oh my goodness.
I'm picturing it like the robot claw that comes down and grabs the stuffed toy,
right? And then you like, yeah.
Oh my. Wow, this is really taking a turn. But there you have it. So
that's
there's
awesome.
a finished suture.
Wow.
And
that's
so
amazing.
Just so intriguing, but what a use for robotics.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think there are some good use cases in, I mean, you're looking at it right now. So not everything is perfect. Look at that.
Wow.
From Da Vinci surgery inside a bottle.
It's so interesting where technology is these days when we go back to the news item about those TVs breaking down because of, you know, updates. But then on the other hand, you have these machines that can do a better job than, you know, the human with a shaky hand or who had a late night. It's really interesting that it's just all over the place. It depends on where you are on the map, exactly where the benefit's coming in, and then there's all those risks popping up as well.
And I think about how miniature the surgery can be with those kinds of robotics, and so precise that you hear about. I hear a fair bit about microsurgeries these days.
We had a story about a 3D printed heart. It was on all one piece 3D printed heart.
Yeah, and it actually worked.
It works, and it's only good it hasn't been used in a human yet, but it only works for about 30 days.
Yeah.
But really, it would bridge the gap if you're waiting for a transplant.
Absolutely,
Right? So, I mean, most of the time, these things are amazing. And then your TV gets bricked. Or your phone explodes.